Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Maya Biaziz and CC Sunshine with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
Historic Village Herbertone will host its annual Pioneer Weekend this Saturday and Sunday, bringing live music, steam train rides, and hands-on pioneer activities to the region. Visitors are encouraged to dress in periodic costumes and experience life in the 1880s Queensland town. The blacksmithing camp, oven cooking, tin panning, and machinery demonstrations across the village. Live music, hay wagon rides, and pioneer fashions on the field will also feature, with heritage steam train rides running between Herberton Station and the village. Normal admission prices apply.
A disability discrimination complaint has been lodged over the lack of inclusive public transport on Macleay Island in southern Moreton Bay Islands. Transport Minister Brent Mickleburg says past bus trials have had slow demand and the island does not have the population density to justify the service. Melanie Lynch, a resident of Macleay Island, loves her island home off the Brisbane coast, but says it comes at the cost of her independence. Miss Lynch, who has a physical disability, said that without a bus service, it can be hard getting around the island in the southern Moreton Bay Islands. The length of the island is 6 kilometers and we can't get to the ferry unless we have a car, she said. More than 3,000 people live on Macleay Island, but there are no public transport services. The complaints made are waiting to be actioned.
In national news, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are advised that this story contains the name of an Indigenous person who has passed. Northern Territory Police confirmed on Tuesday that no charges will be laid against the officers involved in the death of Kumanji White. Mr. White, a disabled 24-year-old Warrapli man, died on May 27 of last year after being restrained by two plainclothed NT police officers inside a Coles supermarket in Alice Springs. On Tuesday, police said they had received advice from the Director of Public Prosecutions that no charges would be laid against the officers. A day before what would have been the first anniversary of Mr. White's death. The family were told of the outcome of the death in custody investigation and subsequent use of force inquiry by police, who flew to Mr. White's mother's community of Legemunu to inform them of the news.
Scientists say insect life on Lord Howe Island is rebounding now after the island is eliminated invasive rats and mice in 2019. A new study has found a 60% increase in insects and other invertebrates, including native beetles, weevils, cockroaches, since the eradication program. Researchers say rodents had devastated the island's ecosystem, contributing to extinctions and damaging native forests by eating seeds and wildlife. Scientists and locals say bird populations are increasing, forests are regenerating, and some species once thought extinct are being rediscovered.
In international news, authorities in New York and New Jersey are investigating ticket pricing and dating complaints ahead of the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The state attorneys general say that they have subpoenaed FIFA over allegations some fans were moved to less desirable seats after buying tickets and concerns over sharply rising prices. Some supporters report tickets costing more than $1,000, while officials say seat categories may have been changed after sales. FIFA has previously defended its pricing, saying demand for World Cup tickets is high.
And for your weather today, it's raining cats and dogs. It's currently 18.3 degrees with an expected maximum of 21 degrees. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.